Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Race car fans at the Kentucky Speedway beginning tomorrow can see on display there a unique educational project, a 1965 Cobra kit car.
Yes, sir. At Sparta, Kentucky, at the NASCAR event, we will be there for all three races. We'll be there for the truck race, the nationwide race, and the Sprint Cup race. And the car is going to be on display along with Kentucky corn growers and the corn education trailer.
Mike Rogers, director of the Southeast Campus of Owensboro Community and Technical College, says the project was funded in part by the Kentucky Corn Growers Association. The goal was a training opportunity for the students and to highlight the engine performance of ethanol in an 85% blend.
It's a beautiful 1965 AC Cobra replica using a Factory 5 kit. Overall, over 56 students have been able to participate in the build, and we built this vehicle in 2 years. We incorporated into our curriculum collision repair and automotive, so we did all the work in-house.
A wrecked Mustang was also donated to facilitate the project.
Pulled the engine, transmission, differential out of it. Students rebuilt every component and basically put the complete car together, wiring, engine, transmission, brakes, interior, body and paint.
Roger says he's never seen students take ownership of a project like this. They actually had to meet academic benchmarks to earn the right to participate. We'll be right back.
In the know, I'm Brian Usach. American Ethanol is helping the U.S. become more energy independent, all while providing more power and better performance to one popular American pastime, NASCAR driver Austin Dillon.
NASCAR drivers have driven more than 5 million miles on Sunoco Green E15, a race fuel blended with 15% American ethanol. This fuel is increasing race car horsepower while reducing on-track carbon emissions by 20%. If ethanol is tough enough for NASCAR, it can withstand everyday driving.
For more, go to AmericanEthanolRacing.com.
As the Cobra kit car project unfolded for Mike Rogers at Owensboro Community and Technical College, one question arose about training students in current automotive technologies with an older car like that.
Every component on this vehicle is built to today's standard. So it's fuel injected, it's computer controlled, it's got a 5-speed transmission, it's got a 4-wheel disc brake system. Computers mounted under the dash, just like your standard car.
Rogers says students tweak the engine to accommodate the cleaner-burning E85 blend.
Their performance is great. We have, because the E85's characteristics are a little different than gasoline, you have to tailor the engine tune, the fuel injection, to E85. But with that being said, it looks good, it runs good, and it sounds mean.
They'll have it on display at the Kentucky Corn Growers Exhibit tomorrow through Saturday at the Kentucky Speedway in Sparta. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.